The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Springer hits one deep to left field, and he starts this series with a bang. George Springer with career leadoff home run number 26 of his career, and it's 1-0 Astros. Reddick hits one high and deep to right field. That sends Piscotty back. He's looking up. Forget about it. Josh Reddick has hit his third home run of his career against Estrada, and the Astros lead it 3-0. This ball's hit high in the air, deep to left center field, taking Grossman all the way back. He's looking up. Grand slam, Bregman! Alex Bregman doubles up the score. It is now 8-0.
Well, the Astros just keep rolling along. And, hey, you know what? We can actually talk hockey for a few seconds because something really weird happened. Let's do it. It's What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-377, or ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Send us a message. Aaron will respond if it's worthwhile, or even if it's not, just because he loves you. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And you can listen to us on air, of course, on 97.5. If you're in a place where you can't hear us, then get on the app and just listen to us there, or on the stream, or watch us on Twitch. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Watch Us Live, and you'll see us sitting here.
Just
looking
sitting.
And talking. And, yeah. Going. And you'll see Aaron in the corner. You'll see how busy he looks, or pretends to look.
Pretends.
Yeah. And it's Wednesday. We do things just a little bit differently. Where we put odds on everything. So when you call, text, tweet, send a raven, put odds on it. What's happening today, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that, man. What's going on?
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a really busy day, which, you know, hey, I'm glad about that.
It's been a busy day for me, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I spent some time on the phone with Lawyer Dave today. I was officially sued.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just tell you, if you're going to come after anybody on the Blitz, you're going to deal with Lawyer Dave. And he will bend you over and treat you in a humble way.
That's what he said he's going to do.
I'm telling you, he's handled a couple things for me where people came after me.
He said he's going to leave them with stupid all over their bleeping face.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Good to know. I'm going to need him too here shortly.
Oh, you're getting sued also?
No. They keep jacking up my property taxes when there's reason because...
Yeah, good luck with that.
Welcome to the club on that. Yeah, we all have that. Yeah,
there's a line for that.
I live next to an abandoned crack house.
You live next to an abandoned crack house?
Not crack house, but an abandoned house, yes.
Well, at least it's abandoned. No, ours went way up. We're challenging ours, too. I think everybody is. But, well, you got the right guy. I'll just tell you that. Lawyer Dave is... and I could say this not just because he's a big sponsor, but he's also a really good friend. And I've seen we talk all the time about some of the things he gets done. There are other lawyers that hire him to go to court.
Yeah,
that's how good he is. So you got the right guy. Yeah, come after us. Come after any blitzer.
Yeah,
and Lawyer Dave will he'll basically go medieval on you.
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah,
we're ready.
What else is up?
It's Rockets night.
Rockets night?
Yeah.
Which, I have a little bit of a conflict. Not a true fan, apparently. Because I'm going to watch the end of the Maple Leafs game before I watch the Rockets.
Well, this is game 2.
Right.
So,
And no, if you stick a gun to my head, am I a fan, more a fan of the Leafs or the Rockets? I'm more a fan of the Leafs. I'm not going to lie. Sorry, I live in Houston, Texas, but that's my team. I have UH and the Leafs, and to a lesser extent, the Riders. Those are the teams I actually root for. Everything else I feel like I have to cover. So I don't treat it the same way, but I'll watch the whole game. I'll do the same thing I did the other night. I'm not going to miss more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Because the Leafs game starts at 6, which, by the way, Aaron will need that on the TV starting at 6 o'clock.
Ooh, actually, I have a baseball game I need to watch at 6 on the TV.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, I got to blame you for watching the Astros, which, boy, are they're playing at a really high level.
Boy,
right now.
Are they.
And it's fun to watch. I fell asleep right after the Grand Slam. I made it to the Grand Slam, and then I fell asleep. And I kind of figured, okay, I think they got this.
Yeah.
But.
And guess what? You were right. They did.
Oh, so we go, all right, here we go. What are the odds AJ wins his lawsuit?
I feel pretty good about it. I mean, first of all, it's over personal property. And the statute of limitations on personal property in Texas is 2 years. And it's been...
Oh, I know what this one's about. Yeah,
30-something months.
We've talked about it.
Yeah, we've talked about it before.
Yeah,
so
I like your chances.
I'm honestly not that worried about it. I think it'll work out.
Yeah, you're fine. You got the right guy.
Yeah.
He'll ruin their lives.
He basically laughed at it. So, like, he literally laughed out loud about it. So I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, based on what you told me. So
yeah,
well, cool. Once you win, we'll have a big party.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, I'm not going to get any money.
No, but
I'm just not going to have to give money.
But that's okay. We'll still have a party.
Yeah, we could still party.
Like, it's suck it. You won.
Yeah. In your face, bro.
Yeah. So, can I? I just want to talk for a second about I am pretty much
erectile
convinced.
Dysfunction.
No, no.
Oh,
you're not supposed to tell anybody about that.
Well, yeah.
You know, I've been working really hard at that. And yes, I'm going to start endorsing forhims.com very soon.
Go.
So, nah. Can we talk about this Tampa Bay Lightning choke job?
Sure.
Because, yeah, I ordinarily not going to do a lot of hockey, but this kind of made all the regular news cycles. I think this is the biggest choke in playoff history.
Ooh.
And not just because it's an 8 beating a 1, it's an 8 sweeping a 1.
Yeah.
That's never happened. And I'm kicking myself because when I did my NHL preview, I actually had it written where I was going to pick the Jackets to upset them in 7. And then I thought, no, you're going to look stupid. Don't do that. And
turns out,
because
who's laughing now?
These guys are frauds. And yes, they had the most wins in the history of the NHL in the regular season.
Did they really?
I don't know that. See, that's what a lot of people don't realize that. They set the record for most wins. And then they go out and basically, to compare it to basketball, game one, they're up by 3. They pulled what the Warriors did the other night. They quit playing. And the Jackets came back and won. And all of a sudden, the difference is Warriors have skins on the walls, we like to say.
Right.
And I think all of us believe the Warriors are going to bounce back. They're going to be like, okay, wake up call. These guys do not have skins on the wall because they're choking dogs. And they choke in the playoffs every year. And you blow a game like that, doubt starts creeping into your head.
So this would have been like the 72-win Bulls losing in the first round of the playoffs.
Or the 73-win Warriors getting swept in the first round of the playoffs.
Okay.
That would be the equivalent. Because that's what they accomplished in the regular season.
Damn.
And here's why.
That sucked.
Well, here's why. Because
didn't that happen to the Mariners, though? Like that Mariners team that won all those games?
Yeah, but they didn't get swept.
Oh, okay.
The one where they brought Randy Johnson out of the bullpen?
Yeah, they lost.
They didn't get to the World Series. But they lost in the first round. That one was a bad one, too. But nobody's been swept with that kind of record.
No.
And basically humiliated because they were outplayed the entire time. And just for those of you who don't follow hockey, Tampa had 3 players score 40 goals in a regular season. And
I wasn't one of them, for the record.
No, but that's a lot, right? So if you're basically looking at 3 guys that score a goal every 2 games.
That's pretty good.
Those 3 guys, Steven Stamkos, Braden Point, and Nikita Kucherov, combined to score 2 goals in 4 games against the Blue Jackets.
I don't think you can say Kucherov on the radio.
Why not? I think as long as you have the Arav on it, you're fine.
It's pretty questionable.
Well, and the reason I kind of gave them a chance this year was because the reason they always choke in the playoffs is Stamkos is their best player, and he's a choker. I mean, he never performs in the playoffs. He was so, minus eight in the series, in a four-game series.
Is Steven Stamkos James Harden?
The difference is...
Well, I mean, no one's white.
No, that's not the...
one's got a beard.
He's... Yes and no. He's not as good in his sport as Harden is in his. Like, I think Harden's a... No doubt top five, right?
Okay.
I mean, even as much as you like to push him down the list behind people...
No, I think he's in the top five.
You can't put him lower than five, right?
Yeah.
I think Stamkos is top 15.
Okay.
So...
But he's like a... He's a... And you know better than me, but he's a former MVP, right?
He had a 60-goal season early in his career. But in the playoffs, he melts. And, you know, one goal, one assist in four games and a minus eight. And But the thing is, the reason I thought they had a chance is Kucherov's their best player now. He had a ridiculous amount of points during the season.
Mm-hmm.
Two assists in the series. That was it. And his problem was he missed game three for a suspension. But that's just embarrassing. And, yeah, I watching those games, they weren't even close to being the best team. And I can't emphasize what a huge freaking upset this is, that not only did this team not win the series. I mean, if they'd lost in seven, okay. They got swept.
Well, listen, losing in seven, losing in four, you're still home.
Well, you're still choking, but at least you're kind of, like we were talking, you talk about some of the best chokes, or biggest chokes.
Yeah.
Like that Seattle team that was the first one seed to lose in the NBA. Well, that was a five-game series. Yeah, that goofy stuff can happen there. But I've actually got a list of the biggest choke jobs in the playoffs in all sports. So maybe we can see where that...
You want to play a game?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, take your phone calls. So you mentioned Nashville beating Chicago, but they didn't set the record for most wins in a season. And, yeah, they got swept, but here's your list. And I don't really care about these other hockey ones, like the 91 Blackhawks, who cares? The 93-94 Seattle Supersonics.
Yeah,
they were 63-19. They went up 2-0 on the eighth seeded Nuggets in the best of five,
and lost the last three.
That's
pretty bad.
That one was bad,
and that was the first time an eight had ever beat a one,
right, in anything.
Yeah.
So, 2002 Yankees and Athletics. They both won 103 games. That's not that good. Here's one that probably goes up there. 2005 Colts. They went 14-2. Won a record 12 games in which they never trailed, and the Patriots went out in the divisional round. All they had to do was beat the Steelers in their own divisional matchup. Instead, Pittsburgh beat them 21-18.
That's not good.
That's a pretty bad one. How about the 06-07 Mavericks? After they reached the finals in the previous season, they went 67-15 to clinch the number one seed, and got beat by the Golden State Warriors at 42-40. That one was pretty bizarre. Another hockey one we don't care about. 2011 Green Bay Packers, 15-1. They're the only team that failed to win a playoff game with 15 wins. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And here's the one that I think trumps. I think it's the only one that trumps last night. The Virginia Cavaliers losing to a 16.
UMBC, pretty bad. What about the Patriots falling apart against the Giants?
See, I think that would belong on the list, right?
I would think so.
Go 18-0, and then
it is the Super Bowl, so it's not quite the same. but I think it should be. It's in the conversation.
That definitely is in the conversation.
And I mean, again, this is in a championship game, so maybe it doesn't count the same. But I mean, NC State beating UH is that's up there.
No, it's not. No, nobody cares about that.
That team had no business beating the Cougars.
In retrospect, they actually had the UH burned itself out against Louisville in the semifinal. They were gassed in that game.
All right.
And it really wasn't as big of an upset as when you look back on it, there were a lot of guys on that NC State team that went on to the NBA, too, to be pretty good players.
But I do think...
And again, championship games, I don't think you can count as much as chokes, except the Falcons choking to the Patriots.
Yeah.
I mean, to be that good and not even get there.
Well, and Villanova-Georgetown should probably be in that same conversation.
Yeah, but again, Georgetown made it to a championship, though. They didn't get ousted in the first round by a 16.
What about Miracle on Ice?
That's up there.
What about this one? What about Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson? Does it count when it's an individual sport?
I think it does, yeah.
Because, I mean, if someone lost in the first round of Wimbledon or something, like if
that's probably still the biggest shocker ever.
I think it's up there. Yeah, there's a few like that. I don't know. And I'm sure stuff like that's happened in soccer or the World Cup or something
well,
like that.
Well, there was when how do you say it? Leicestershire or Leicester, whichever it is.
I like to call him Leicester.
Well, they won the Premier League at something like 5,000-1.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but I think if I remember right, they were relegated the year. They were in relegation the year before and finally moved their way up. So that would be like a minor league team getting promoted and winning the World Series.
That's pretty bad.
But yeah, regardless, it's that the only thing I'm pissed about is I came so close to picking the Jackets in my preview and I just didn't want to look stupid.
Well, I said, I told you the day that the first game was going to happen, that or the day it was happening, I was like, man, I almost took that bet. And RJ was saying if you rolled over, like if you bet them in a sweep, which I don't think there was a prop for them.
Actually, there was a prop for number of games. I never bothered to look at it because that's not something I would have ever considered.
So if you took Columbus letting the winnings ride each game, so like a mechanical parlay of each game, your $100, $100 investment would have won you $5,250.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Let's squeeze in a call real quick. DJ Hollygrove, what's up?
What's up, fellas? What's up, man?
You know, sports.
First of all, I got to say, I just want to thank you guys for giving me the game for Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad. Love you guys for it.
All right.
Two quick questions. What are the odds that Khaleesi bends the knee? And my second question is, there's a rumor that the Texans are going to play the Saints at home for the first Monday night game. What are the odds that it's a blowout win for my Saints? Well, I'll hang up and listen.
That's not a rumor. That's, from what I understand, that's confirmed.
What I saw is correct, and I didn't double-check it, so it could be wrong. I think the Saints are 0-6 in their last six openers. So, look, there's no way I can tell you whether they're going to get blown out until I see what happens in the draft.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, it's, and I know we'll have to do the stupid, okay, here's the record, we got to go through every game thing, but until
and then it's going to be somewhere between 6-10 and 9-7.
Probably,
that's what it is every year.
Yeah, well, except last year. They won 11 games last year.
Yeah, but preseason we thought 9-7.
Of course. I'll tell you right now, without seeing the schedule, I'm picking them to be 9-7.
I'm probably picking them to be 7-9.
Okay. Which you do every year, and I do 9-7 every year, and more often than not, I'm right.
Yeah, but when I'm right, I mean,
But you haven't been right. They haven't been 7-9.
My problem is when I pick them to go 7-9, they go 2-14.
Yeah, but you picked them to go 7-9 last year, too. And the year before that.
Should have picked them to go 2-14.
I've been right twice. Or is it three times now? This is his sixth year, so
I don't know. I've had
3-9-7 to 2-14 and 11-5. So I've been right three times.
I've never been right because I almost always pick 8-8.
And technically, it's 4 out of 5 because it's closest without going over.
Okay, then you definitely win that.
But I will be picking to go 9-7 again. So, but I don't know why. I don't know why the Saints lost to the Bucks in the opener last year at home. Let's not start saying that's going to be a route just yet. But I don't know who's going to be in the secondary for Houston.
But would it, I mean, would it shock you if the Texans lost to Drew Brees?
No, of course not. But would it shock me if Drew Brees comes back and at a year older?
Old man? Yeah, that wouldn't shock me either.
They beat him up? No, it wouldn't shock me. So, no, I think blowing him out, let's can we get a little more data before we start making those decisions?
Are you saying let's not bleep each other's bleeps just yet?
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
You always like to say that.
I'd like to find a few things there that we move on. Yeah, I'm not ready to do that.
Did you see odds to win the AFC Championship? For whatever reason, that they feel like they needed to update the odds today since it's scheduled day.
Okay. No, I didn't. Give them to me.
Co-favorites, 3-1, Chiefs and Pats. I mean, there's no surprise.
No surprise there. I don't think there's any value in the Chiefs at 3-1. That's who I would lean toward. But I was hoping, 5-1, I think, might offer some value. 3-1, because I don't think Patrick Mahomes is throwing 50 touchdown passes again.
No, I don't either.
I think he'll have a good season.
I do too. I said
40.
It's the same thing I said about Deshaun going into last year. Like, Deshaun could still have a good season, but there's no way he's going to do what he did 2 years ago. It's impossible. I think the same is true of Mahomes. The next favorite, 7-1, the Cleveland Browns.
Get the hell out of there.
Are you crazy?
Get out of here. For the same reason that I think there's going to be some regression for Patrick Mahomes, I think there's going to be some regression for Baker Mayfield. And I'm not sold on the coach. And, yeah, I mean, they're sexy because they made some offseason moves. But, I mean, and I think they can make the playoffs. But Super Bowl?
Two teams.
You talking Super Bowl?
Two teams at 8-1. Chargers, Colts.
See, I was hoping to get closer to 10 or 12 on the Colts.
Yeah.
I also think the Chargers, for as much as they put together a really good team,
I don't think Philip Rivers is ever going to get to a Super Bowl. I feel bad for him,
I mean, he did have a really good season last year, but I can't see that continuing either. That guy's getting old.
Houston Texans 12-1
pass. Give me 20 and I'll do it.
Pittsburgh Steelers 15-1.
Maybe. I'm not ready to bury those guys yet.
20-1, you can get Jacksonville.
God, I was hoping for more than that. Now, this is just to win the AFC, right?
Just to win the AFC.
Yeah, that's still not enough.
Or you can get Baltimore at 20-1.
Pass on both.
Jets 30-1.
Not a chance. I'm pretty sure we're into. There's nobody left that I would think.
Yeah, that's all the odds that are even listed.
Yeah, I like the. If you stuck a gun to my head right now, I'd put it almost the way they have the odds. I'd go Chiefs, Patriots. If you give me a Chiefs, Patriots, Colts exacta box, I'd feel pretty good.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
although I think both are going to be worse than they were last year. So,
but
no Gronk.
But who's going to rise up to their level?
Who's going
to
be? You mean which team is going to rise? I think the Colts are capable for sure.
I think they're capable if they have another good draft. I also think they maximized quite a bit last year. So I think that's one team that could improve, but I don't know if they're going to get better than the Chiefs or Patriots. Maybe. That's the one team I think could, but need to see what they do in the draft.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Texans, I want to think, can do that, but I just, right now, I don't think they're as good as they were at the end of the season last year.
Yeah.
And their secondary was crap last year, and now I think they're worse. And they really, you know, I like the Matt Khalil signing, but I don't know that they did enough on their offensive line. I would have liked them to sign another veteran, say Donald Penn, just to give me some more options. So, you know, the Jaguars, I just don't know. I like adding Nick Foles. That's an upgrade. But I wonder if they weren't just a one-year wonder.
Nah, it wouldn't shock me.
All right, guys, I have to tell you, summer is almost here, and if you've been struggling to get weight off, especially certain areas, like you've just got some in some places that you can't get rid of, Innovative Lasers of Houston can help. And, guys, I lost 8 inches off my waist with the Zorona laser treatment at Innovative Lasers. You can lose up to 3 to 11 inches in just 2 weeks. And believe me, it works. And it's so simple. Everybody's like, oh, does it hurt? No, you just lie there, and they put a red light on your stomach. Or wherever it is you're trying to lose weight. And guess what? The weight goes away. You lose inches in fat. There's no painful procedures. There's no downtime. You're going to have more energy. It's going to change your life. And believe me, it's so much fun going to the gym now, see myself in the mirror, and it's like, hey, that's not bad. It's not bad. You don't look like a total troll anymore. Innovative Lasers of Houston, give them a call, 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5. You're going to get 50% off your regular price and three sessions for free with this offer. For more information, you can log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com. Several locations around the city to take care of you. InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And if you want to get in and watch us on the video stream, this is the time to do it. Although she's not wearing a bikini top, but our promotions director and good friend, aww, Courtney Bell is here.
Good friend. Look at that promotion.
Okay.
She's going to throw around good friend. Like,
well, she hasn't screwed anything up yet. And you know,
I will not.
Oh, you will. Yeah.
Well, fine. I'll take that back then. I just saw it because she has free reign to come on whenever she wants. That makes her a friend of the show.
It'll be great friend next time. And then best friend. I'm just going to be like...
I don't think we're going to make that. Oh. Yeah. But... You know, I think good is a good start. And you haven't been here that long.
I have room to grow.
Well, yeah, exactly. We'll put that on your evaluation.
Yes.
Yeah.
As far as a friend, we'll check off room to improve.
Yeah. I was gonna go with you're all right.
Okay.
For now, I mean, you're good for now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
From you, that's a compliment.
All right. Well, what do you have here? What is going on at our fine station?
So, as far as events go, on Friday, we will be out at Prime Social from 7 to 11. And then you, gentlemen, will be out at Live Sports Bar from 4 to 7 on Friday as well.
Good Friday.
Good Friday.
Yeah.
Great Friday.
But good Friday.
Just good.
Yeah, just good. So, see, that's where you stand right now.
Yes, good Friday. And at Live Sports Bar, we have a promotion going on where if you come and hang out with us, you can register for a pair of Snoop Dogg tickets. So Snoop Dogg is coming to Smart Financial Center on April 25th, and I know everybody wants to go, and we have a pair of tickets, and we're holding that pair for a lucky winner who comes to Live Sports Bar and hangs out with us.
Well, that is pretty. That's a pretty good deal. That's out at the Smart Financial Center in Sugarland.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah. Doesn't seem like a place Snoop would play.
Yeah, well, they get some good acts out there, man.
It's intimate.
Well, yeah, I mean, I saw Bob Dylan down there. I've seen who else did I see down there? I've seen a couple big acts down there, but it's what I call an old person concert venue because there's assigned seating and people stay seated the entire time.
See, I think Snoop would want to be inside of Harris County because that way you could smoke all he wants.
That's the other thing. You can't smoke weed in there. I can't imagine a Snoop show where you can't get high. So it's an interesting thing. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity to be at a Snoop show and not get high from a secondhand smoke. So take that for as a positive or a negative. It's up to you.
So the bottom line is come out to Live Sports Bar for your chance to win the tickets on Friday. Yes. And if you're going to the Astros game, boom, come by beforehand and get snooped.
You know what? Let me throw some... Like Courtney was trying to make our event at Live better. That's her job.
Yes. Right.
She won't go.
How do you know? It's Good Friday.
Have you been to any of our events
yet? Yes, I have. Multiple. Twin Peaks... I drink your beer at Twin Peaks.
Okay, that was one. That was when the Booker T announcement was.
Well, I do remember her walking out at one Twin Peaks as I was getting there. and didn't say hello. So that one, yeah, I don't count that one. That doesn't. You weren't there for our show.
I was in the zone.
Shame.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so sad. Just got shamed.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not done. So we have some, like, awesome giveaways that we're doing this week and next week. We're, like, jam-packed with giveaways, too. So people need to be listening because they have a chance to win old 97s tickets.
Be giving those away in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yes. Who's Live Anyway tickets. It's the Who's Live or Whose Line Is It Anyway, guys. They're coming to do a show. It's called Who's Live Anyway. Sportify Expo tickets. This is big athlete expo. I know y'all are giving away pairs this week, next week. It's coming to George R. Brown at the end of April. We've got these cool Wi-Fi Echo Bee thermostat things.
Giving one of those away at 6 o'clock today.
Yes, those are really cool. And then next week, we're giving away Clint Black and Trace Adkins tickets.
Okay.
No comment? Okay.
Well, I don't know who those people are.
They're like country music superstars.
Clint Black I've heard of. He's a big noise. I don't know the other guy.
Okay, well, they're like huge country stars.
And well, that's exciting.
Also giving away more Snoop Dogg tickets.
Also on Friday, on Good Friday, Juan Adams is going to come out to Live Sports Bar.
Awesome.
So
we have an announcement on his next fight?
Yeah, he's fighting at the beginning of May. Okay. So this is one of the last times we'll have him out here before. But this will be his appearance before.
Didn't realize
that fight.
I'd already set his next fight.
Yeah, so he's hungry right now and trying to cut down to weight. But he'll. I think he's going to be out there at Live Sports Bar on Friday. So if you want to meet, a contender in the UFC, he'll be out there on Friday with us.
Look at you! You're making the event even better.
That's I'm trying to.
He's going to be a star, man. He's got a great personality, and he can kick the crap out of people. So that's what you're looking for.
Yeah,
I think he's going to be big.
Well,
then you can get to know him beforehand. Like, out to live.
Is this all we've got?
That is all we've got. That was a lot.
What about next week? Where's next week?
That was like this week and next week.
Okay, because I think we're out somewhere next week too.
Well, are we? Yeah, are we not out next Friday?
Y'all are out at so many places next week, but...
You don't want to talk about them?
Well, I was going to, like, come on next week also.
Oh, Jesus.
I've been inviting myself. We have a lot going on next week. Y'all are out at, like, Twin Peaks. You're out at...
Oh, really?
A bunch of places.
Twin Peaks on Thursday. Sam Houston Race Park on Friday.
Twin Peaks, yeah.
Okay.
Because Thursday for NFL Draft, and then Friday at the Race Park. By the way, NFL Draft... Friday we'll be at the Race Park until 6 because we'll be carrying NFL draft coverage starting at 6. Thursday we'll be at Twin Peaks. Which Twin Peaks do we know yet?
The Kirby one.
Kirby Twin Peaks.
On Thursday.
And we'll run right up until draft, and then our station will be carrying the draft. So we're carrying the first two rounds of the NFL, or first three rounds of the NFL draft on Thursday and Friday. That's a little programming note.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
You see how you guys are working together?
Yeah.
This is kind of awesome. This is how it's supposed to work.
This is what it's like in the department head meeting.
And this is where I say, hey, we'll be covering all the draft on SportsMap.
Except in the department head meeting, we can't get her to pay attention because she's always playing footsie under the table with Craig Larson.
Oh, my God.
Or she's like always looking at her phone.
I am not.
She does do that a lot.
She does do that a lot.
No, I don't. Probably because you're texting me something inappropriate.
What?
Yeah.
You're supposed to use a burner phone. She's not supposed to know.
No, it's a burner. I just send her random nudes. It's never me. It's always just some dude on the internet.
I shouldn't complain because half the time I'm sitting here typing away on stuff because I'm
sometimes my phone will buzz and I'll look at it and it'll be a Twitter notification that Fred Fowler tweeted something at me. Like, what the hell? We're in the middle of a meeting.
Well, there's a couple people I sleep through. I'm not going to lie. You guys can figure them out.
Yeah.
It's
like Courtney and
no, not Courtney. No, I listen to Courtney. I stop typing when Courtney goes. I stop typing when you go.
Yeah, it sucks about Courtney. She always says the same thing in every meeting.
I do not
always.
You're a liar.
Yeah, she's never prepared for the meetings. But it's okay. I mean, it's cool.
All right, you know what we have to.
We didn't even have a promotions meeting this week. She's just like,
because y'all were late.
Well, that's what you say. But okay,
I am amazing at my job. I would like every listener to know that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
When's the wedding?
It's January 25th.
Oh,
nobody knows I got engaged.
Everyone knows you got engaged.
We told everybody.
Yeah, we told the people.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They all know that. And they can see that damn ring on your finger on the Quitch channel.
Shining.
Yeah.
It's the finest piece of cubic zirconia I've ever seen. Yeah. What's your fiance do for a living?
He's an accountant for an oil and gas company.
Oh, yeah. Got that oil money. Yes.
Yeah.
Got that oil money.
Yeah.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yes, yep. Exactly.
Yeah, good for you. No wonder you wanted to move down here and make sure you get that ring put on.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So it's probably real.
That's basically.
But you know what, though? It does look like the one that.
You marry a guy with like a full time job in Willis, that's called making it.
Exactly. And if you get out of Willis, that's also.
But you don't want to do that.
And if you get out of Willis with all your teeth and no meth addiction.
That's called false hope.
Okay.
No one gets out of Willis with all their teeth. Stop it.
We've probably got Willis listeners, and now I'm shaming my own people.
That's your people.
Which I love dearly.
It's a little late now. Yeah, you've gone meth lab on them, so. Oh. I thought that was farther south where all the meth labs were. I thought it was south of Willis. I just know it's Montgomery County.
I gotta
right?
be honest. I don't even know where Willis is.
It's north. It's on your way to Huntsville.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Like, so north of the Woodlands, north of Conroe?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't.
But south of Huntsville.
Yeah, I don't. This is me. Like, if you asked me what's between Conroe and Huntsville, I would have said just like a road with trees. A divider of trees. That's it.
Yeah, it's Conroe, and then you get to the Sam Houston statue.
We don't want you in Willis anyway, so that's fine.
Well, what am I going to do there? Stop at a gas station?
Okay. Buy meth.
Okay, well, I'll stop at the next gas station. Okay, you got me.
Well, I came out of Willis, so. There's obviously more people like me there.
Yeah.
You love hanging out with me here.
What do I need
here.
To read now?
This is me.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We got to go to break.
But I've met two people from Willis, and they both
have
their teeth.
Us.
So that's Courtney Bell, and maybe she'll be at Live on Friday. She's not going to tell you. So
yeah, I might not. I'm trying to make the event better, so you'll see.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, if you do show up, we have to get you drunk so you can try Cheers, because Cheers is awesome. If you haven't tried Cheers yet, it's a supplement design to reduce the negative effects of alcohol. And man, if you're going to drink a lot, then this really helps. I have to get up very early each morning to do sports map stuff. I can't be hungover. I can't be feeling like garbage. And if I'm going to drink a little bit on a weeknight, I'm going to take Cheers. And it's real simple. You just take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. And if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, guess what? They're going to give you your money back. And believe me, you're going to feel 50% better. You're not going to want your money back. You're just going to want more Cheers. And you don't have to take my word for it, because it was developed by a team of 5 PhDs, including Brooks, who's an Ivy League scientist. You probably saw him on Shark Tank. And guess what? They use it too. So if they're smart enough to use it, maybe you ought to give it a chance, especially if you know how much I drink and I use it. You might want to give it a chance. So to order Cheers, go to cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. And if you order by 4 o'clock, the next day, you're going to get it, because they're based right here in Houston. And not only are they geniuses, not only do they make great product, but they're right here in Houston. So support a Houston business. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Your liver's going to thank you. Your head's going to thank you. I don't drink without Cheers. Neither should you. Cheershealth.com. It's too late.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 936 says, I'm the only Willis listener. Meth is East County. I just know it's up there somewhere. I don't think it's, I don't know if it's Willis. I honestly don't know.
I don't have anything against Willisonians. I was just,
we're just having
Willisites. I was just making fun of Courtney.
Hey, could I have a couple minutes here for something? Because,
yeah. 3, 2, 1, go.
Well, no, I didn't really want to do it that way. Listen, this is one of those things that...
Start the music after 2 or 3 minutes.
No, when you guys get old like this, this will start happening more
like
often.
Like this?
Like I am.
Your age?
Yeah.
Won't happen.
But, I was having a great day today, and I got a text from a friend, and this guy named Steve Davidowitz, who I don't know... If you're in horse racing, you know who he is. passed away at 77. And this had a, this is one of those guys that I feel really bad because I haven't talked to him in a couple of years. And I actually sent him an email a couple of weeks ago and didn't respond. And well, it turns out because he was dying.
Yeah, that'll do it.
First off, 77, good run for somebody who is a degenerate horse gambler. So good life. But this is one of those guys that I, when I first met him, I hated him.
Oh, and were you jealous?
Well, no. It was a, okay, you think we're competitive in radio. When the Chronicle and the Post were fighting each other, I mean, it was brutal, right? And so when the track opened in 94, I convinced them to let me be the handicapper for the Chronicle. When I left the Chronicle to start my own business, but I was going to handicap the races for him. And so the Post brings in Steve Davidowitz and bills him as the world's greatest handicapper. And even in their little house ads, they had, don't listen to the local yokels. We've got the world's greatest handicapper. So immediately, I'm not going to like the guy. But he was a legend. He there's three books that are kind of the Bibles of horse racing. One of them was his, and one of them's Andy Byer's Byer on Speed and Picking Winners. So he's one of the originating.
And Acing Racing.
Well, Acing Racing, it trumps all of them now.
Right.
But so we, I mean, he did not say a word to me for like the first 2 months. And back then, everybody thought Sam Houston Race Park was going to be the biggest track in America. So all they sent all their best people. So like Davidowitz was handicapping. Randy Moss, who you probably see on the NBC coverage now and also on NFL Network, he was down the handicap. Gary West, Racing Form sent all their best. And like the Chronicle at one point was thinking about not letting me do it because I'd never done public handicapping before. And I kicked all of their asses.
Of course.
Every single one of them. And that was the first time he came up and talked to me and just said, that was a great meet. Congratulations. And I just thought he was a complete jerk, right? And then the more I got to know him, I realized he didn't know anybody. You know, he comes in from New York. And by the way, there's a lot of pressure on you when you're billed as this world's greatest handicapper. You're not supposed to lose to some guy who just left a editing job at the Chronicle.
Right.
And the more I hung around him, the more I learned so much from the guy. The way he puts a pick six ticket together was like watching Rain Man. And we got to be really good friends. And one of my highlights in life was, and this is before most of you were born because it happened in the 90s, but there was a horse called Cigar that was trying to set a record for the most consecutive wins. And he was racing in the Pacific Classic at Del Mar. And so we were out there at Del Mar, and Steve says, hey, you want to go to dinner with me and Andy? I'm like, Andy? Yes, Andy Byer. I'm like, yeah. And Andy Byer is like he's like the first guy who really made horse racing handicapping cool.
Okay.
And like if you pick up a racing form, they have the Byer speed figures in there. So it's named after him because he did them.
So he's like Ken Palm in my world.
Yeah.
Ken Palm Roy.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
I wouldn't really want to go to dinner with Ken Palm Roy.
Or Sagarin.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Same thing. Yeah. Those guys are nerds. I don't want to hang out with them, but
we went to he's also famous for punching a hole through a wall at a track in Baltimore, and they left the hole in there and put a little plaque around it that it was the Andy Byer hole for punching through it. But, so we go to dinner at this little place in La Jolla. It's the best, I would say the best Italian restaurant I've ever been to. And when you walk in, they don't give you a menu. They just say, hey, do you have any food allergies or anything like that? No. And then they just look at you and bring you a plate. And they nailed it. And they bought us a bottle of wine, and I had a veal chop that was just amazing.
I love veal. I'm a veal but man.
Thanks to Steve, I got a chance to meet a guy that I just freaking idolized as a handicapper and spend that evening having dinner and just chatting about stuff. And it was really cool. It's just one of those moments that, you know, I'm not going to forget. So he was a great guy. He's huge in the industry. You can Google him. You'll see how big he was. And sorry that we kind of lost touch over the last few years.
You can't say that once he's dead.
I know, but I can't
hear you.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry personally to myself.
Oh, okay.
Because
you have regrets.
Yeah. Well, I don't regret anything. I do feel bad that I, you know, here's the thing. And to get to my point, and then we'll move on. We all get so caught up in what we do day to day that sometimes we just look at the stuff right in front of us. And every now and then you got to remember You know, there's people out there who meant something in your life. Maybe you haven't talked to in a while. Don't forget about them. And even if it's simple as sending somebody a Facebook message every once in a while. Hey, man, I just want to thank you for inspiring me. Thank you for, I'd love to be able to say, hey, man, thanks for that one evening we had dinner in La Jolla. And it just, that's something I'll never forget. Just remind people sometimes, because especially, and I'm getting that point now where almost every week it's somebody else. And it sucks. I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, try not to get so caught up in your everyday grind that you forget about people. And I'm really guilty of that right now. And that's what's bothering me, is because this has happened now a couple times in the last year where I've just gotten so caught up in, hey, let's get the job done and get to the weekend and then relax.
Yeah.
You know, just remember there's people out there that you owe a lot to. That's all.
Like Yuval.
Yuval is the best.
You owe a lot to him.
Well, because I sleep like a champ because of him.
Exactly.
And not only that, I mean, they make the best mattresses. You want to talk about good people? All right, while we're on this subject of really good people, Yuval is the best. He's out there doing things in the community. And, oh, by the way, he's putting you on a great mattress. And the cool thing is they're constantly experimenting with new things to help you sleep better. They have high-tech support. It's all straight from the factory. They make these mattresses and sell them directly to you. And showroom sales are now underway, so you can find the perfect bed for you. And I'm telling you, these springs they have in these things now, you sleep so much better. You get more comfort, more support, guaranteed. You're going to save 50% off of what you would pay in a retail store just by walking in the door, because they make the mattresses right there and sell them directly to you. And if you're heading out towards Katy, how about 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy? Go see Lex. He's going to put you on a great bed. Or go to the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Yuval and his crew over there, they're going to put you on a great bed. And one of the best things, people tweet at me and said, hey, man, I went to Texas Mattress Makers and told them I was a blitzer and they gave me a great mattress and a great deal. Well, they're going to give everybody a great deal, but tell them you're a blitzer anyway. Great place, and I'll be buying my mattresses from Texas Mattress Makers long after I'm not doing radio. That's how much I believe in these guys. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com.
ESPN 97.5.